getting ready for commencement. And, you know, it's been that roller coaster ride I was telling you about. Remember a couple, you go to the end of April, we were only allowed to have 300 kids or 300 people total, kids and everybody,
right,
get together outside. And so that was looking more like it did last summer where we were doing flights. And then this year, you know, as the weeks went on, we got up to 1,000. And then we actually submitted with the Jackson County Health Department our enhanced safety plan, which will allow us to go up upwards of about 2,000 at Withington Stadium. And so we will have a traditional commencement next week on Friday. Ceremonies at 5 o'clock. We have a rain day the following day, Saturday, because obviously, again, the restrictions are still pretty strict inside. So if we had to shift it back inside, then we're limited back to that 300, and we're going to try to do our best to avoid that. Monica Pierce, the principal at Jackson High, has got a prom and senior gala activity set for the day after graduation, so that 29th, that Saturday. So I know she's got a big activity planned for the kids that day. And, you know, I think, you know, we've seen a lot of proms around the county and we've seen them around the state. And I'm really pleased with Monica and her crew for kind of holding this line, because we know kids are getting together outside. We know they're going to get together, but I don't ever want to be the one to make that phone call to tell a parent that their kid can't walk at commencement because they're positive.